Friday 30th of April, Tes Zayin Iyar, Rabbi Osher Sternbuch Shlita, Insights into Parshas Emor.
In this week's Parsha, the Pasuk says, Usvatem lochem, mimochar as ha-shabbos, miyuim ha-riachem, es oima ha-tenufa. The Torah says, when do you start counting? Miyuim ha-riachem, es ha-tenufa. The Torah is mityaches, the Torah is dependent. The whole mitzvah of Svira on the Korban Oima. And that's what we do as well. What do we call this mitzvah? Svira Oima. But the question can be asked, what's the Svira got to do with the bringing of the Oima? The whole idea of the Svira is to prepare ourselves for Matan Torah. Like the Yerushalayim HaKadosh says on this pasuk, Usvaltem Lochem, says the Yerushalayim HaKadosh, that the whole Svira is a Svira for us to go and be Metaya ourselves and to purify ourselves from the tumah of the Mitzray of Mitzray. And the Rechaim HaKodesh says that the idea of the Svira is like by a woman when she's a Nida. She counts Shiras Yimei Nikiyim. We have 7 weeks, each day being for 1 week, to prepare ourselves for Matan Torah. So asks the Mephoshim, what does the Torah want with these words, Miyuim Avoachem Mesoima? So the positive answer on that is, we all know, Goima, from what was Goima bought? Goima was bought from Bali. Bali, Chazal say, is a machol behima, is a food of an animal. Like we find that the Torah says that a woman who's a seitah, what mincha does she drink? All normal minchas are wheat. She's the only person who brings a mincha of barley. Why, say Chazal, she behaves like a behemoth, and therefore she also goes along and brings a behemoth, a mincha from barley. What mincha do we bring on Shavuos? On Shavuos we bring the Shtei Alechem. What is the Shtei Alechem? The Shtei Alechem is brought from Chitin, which is a mincha brought from wheat, which is a machol odom. And that is our avida of the Yemei Asvira, to transfer ourselves from the time of Pesach, when we were like a machol behima, and to bring ourselves to a bechino of odom. And that is the Indian, al piderach hapshat, that the svira is shaykh to the oima. Because what is the oima? The oima has a connection to the avoda of what a person has to do during this period of time, to prepare himself and to be mitaya himself from his tumah. Similarly here as well, that's why it's called svira sa'ima. That would be the positive shot. That idea, the Nesivah Solomon says. But it could be that there lies in it a much deeper inyan. What the inyan is that we consider everything dependent on the Rima. And we made the bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem Aleteinu Melech Ha'olam, Asher Kidishonu Be'Mitzvoso V'Tzivonu, Al Sfira Ha'olam. The whole bracha is Sfira on Sfira Ha'olam. There is a very interesting medrash in this week's parasha. The medrash says, Lo ilam al tehe mitzvah sohima. The mitzvah of the avoda sohima shouldn't be light in your eyes. She'al yidei mitzvah sohima, through the mitzvah sohima, says the medrash, Zocha Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was merited liyarish, to inherit its Eretz Kana. Says the medrash, where do I know it? The medrash says, because the pasuk says, Venosati lochol lezalcha achrecha, I'll give you Eretz Yisrael. Says the medrash, on the condition, ve'ato es bisi tishmoi. Says the medrash, what is the bris? Ve'ezezeh, what is the bris? The mitzvah of Eima. And the medrash continues, mitzvah of Eima shouldn't be light, because through the mitzvah of Eima, Kodesh Baruch Hu made sholem beinish ve'ishtoi. And the medrash carries on, the inyan of the Eima helped the Yidden in the times of Gideon. And the medrash brings, the mitzvah of Eima was what helped the Yidden at the time, Bimei Haman. Because when Mordechai saw Haman coming against him, he asked, what are they busy with? And they said they were busy with the Indian of Mitzvah. The question is, what is so great? What's the merit of the Ima, which was in Asiyah Sa'ifa of Kemach Sa'ilim, to help Klal Yisrael in all generations? And the Medrash says, to that extent, that was in the merit of that, Avraham Avinu was merited to go along and get Eretz Canaan. And more than that, Bichlal, why is this mincha called Miyurim Aviachem Esoima? In Parshas Beshalach, the Torah says, what is an Ima? The Torah says, Ima hi Asira Seifa, Telva Reifa. Therefore, if that is the case, what's the speciality? What's special that the mincha should be called an Ima? All other minchas, when the Torah talks about them, the Torah calls them Stav Asira Seifa. Why here does the Torah call this mincha, which is an Ima, which is an Asira Seifa, does the Torah call it? Does the Torah call it an Ima? There is another medrash in this week's Sedra. The medrash says, Omar Abbevachya, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, Lech Emor LeYisrael, tell the Yidden, Kishayisi Neisein Lochem Es Hamon, when I gave you the mon, how much did I give you? I gave an Ima for every single person. Ima, the Torah writes, Lagul Gavis. Ashol, Shatem Neisnim Li Es Ima. Now, on Pesach, when you give me the Ima, Eini Elo Ima Echot Mikulchem, I'm only getting one Ima from you. Comes out, in the Medrash we see, that the Akrovas Ima, the offering of Ima, has got some connection together with the Ima of the month. But the Medrash doesn't say this anywhere else, by any other Kabbonis, because all other Kabbonis are also exactly the same measurement. An Ima which is an Asira Seifa. The only case where the Medrash puts together the the measurement of the Ima with the Ima of the Mon, the only place where we find that is here. So Rabbi Yosef Salant, in his Sefer Be'eget Seif, says the Shamshachas. Says Rabbi Yosef Salant, all 40 years that the Yidden were in the Midbar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them mon every single day. And Ema Lagul Gelis. And on Friday, he gave them Lechem Mishnah. Why? To go along and to show them that Parnosa comes completely from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Direct from heaven. They were in a Midbar, where there's nothing doing there. You can't plow, you can't sow, you can't do anything. To show them that everything, the idea of Emunah, and Emes Emunah, is everything in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everything what a person gets, from small to big, everything's in the eyes of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now, the Yidden were entering Eretz Yisrael. Every person was now going to go along and start working in their fields. And Chas v'Shalom, the Ribbono Shel Olam was worried that people will forget that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. And they will start, through that they'll work more time in their fields, and there'll be a Rishon on Torah, from Torah. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave now the Tzivui to bring an Ima. And the Torah calls it the name of the Ima, that it should be a remembrance for the mon which was in the Midbar. Because what was the mon which was in the Midbar? An Ima Lagul Gelis. And similarly here as well, the Torah gave a measurement of an Ima. Or Rav Yosef Salant says, Gevaltik. When did the mon stop? The mon stopped, Mamash, the Gemara says, in Kiddushin, on the day that they brought the Ima, which is when Moshe Rabbeinu died on Zion Ador, on the Gemara says in Megillah, Kiddushin, Davlam et Ches, that it continued the mon which was in the Kelim, till the 16th of Nisan. So, and from then, they started to go along and to bring the Omer. And the Torah chose specifically the 16th of Nisan because on that day, the mon stopped to be masnich, to connect this Omer to the Omer of the mon. Bemis, based on that they've got some connection, I can explain something which is very interesting. If you look in the Torah, in this week's Torah, the Torah writes, "Ve'ein if it's a Omer, you should wave the Omer lifnei Hashem. Mimochas haShabbos ninifenu akoyim. Again, you and tenufa. And again, the next pasuk, Vasisem b'yom anifchem es Omer. And again, Utzvatem lochem mimochas haShabbos b'yom aviachem es Omer tenufa. As if to say that the whole idea of the Karban is the etzem ma'isei tenufa. And the same you find in the Mishnah in Sukkah. The Mishnah says in Sukkah, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai instituted that the day that they bring the Omer should be also the whole day. The Mishnah doesn't use the word Yom HaKlomas HaOmer. The Mishnah uses the word Yom HaNofas, as if to be madgish, as if to stress that the whole mitzvah is the tenufa. Why? The Torah says, based on what we've said, we can understand. When they ate, as we said, the mon, they were eating a spiritual bread. As the Chazal say in the Gemara in Yuma, it was lechem which the Malchei HaShoros used to eat. It was something spiritual. Now, they were going to go along and go to Eretz Yisrael. And they were going to eat lechem from the ground, which is a modern materialistic gashmias. Of its no, all the Svarim write, Mr. Yashoyim, that it's shy for a person with his inyone gashmias to go along and bring them up, that they should be a spiritual thing as well. Like you find that the Etzem Maikobonis, the Gemara says, Koyanim Oichlin, Ubayim Mishapim. With the Koyanim eating, with that you get a Gaporik and come spiritual. Kum Teis, that a person is able, through his Gashmias, to lift it up, to make it spiritual. Says Rabbi Yosef Salant, that is the Indian why the Torah calls it Omer HaTenufa. Because at the beginning of the harvesting, when it's finished, what do you do with it? You bring it to the Beit HaMikdash, to the Kohen, to go along and to do tenufa. And what's the idea of the tenufa? To teach you the tafkid, what is lying on a person, to be mekadesh himself, that not only that the food itself and all his life should be go up and come a spiritual life. And that's why they call it Omer HaTenufa. Because the idea of the Omer is to go along and to lift yourself up and to bring yourself to a higher essence. And that could be now also. Why did the Torah give us an extra mitzvah of Sfiras Omer? Because the Torah knew jolly well, for a person to go along and just to bring one a korban on the 16th of Nisan, and that itself should go along and lift him up and be much beyond the person and influence the person, that he should be strong in his emunah and betochen, that wouldn't be enough. That's why the Torah gave us a never mitzvah. A mitzvah that every yid for 49 days has to count the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer. And to say every single day, Hayim Shleishim Me'echad Lo'imah, Hayim Shnai Leishim Meshnaim, that a person should say the inyan of the korban of the Omer, which that is a remembrance to the mon, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mefarnes us directly from heaven. And when do we start it? We started on the 16th of Nisan, because that's the day that the mon stopped. And we continued day in and day out for 49 days, till Chag HaShavuos, which that is the Matan Torah. And in the Zchus of Torah, that's when we got back in the mon. So that's why the Torah gave us this mitzvah, and we call it Svirah Ha'oima, because it's the counting that a person should remember what the Oimas is symbolizing us, that we should have a Munah B'Toch. The Dazikainim, Mibari Tesis, in this week's Edra, says, he finds something very peculiar. The Torah writes that you bring a keves when you bring the Oimah, and you bring a mincha, of how much is the mincha? Shnei esroinim seiles. Two esroinim seiles. Says the Daz the Kainim, he's never found any other carbon when you bring it, that you bring the carbon with two esroinim. Normally, what do you bring? One esroinim. He says, why here do you bring to Israel? He leaves it with a question. But the way that we've now explained it, that the Avos Oima is corresponding to the Oima of the month, then it could be that the reason why we bring Shnei Yisroelim is because on Erev Shabbos, how much month did we get? We used to get Shnei Yisroelim. So that's why the Torah gave the mitzvah of bringing a mincha with Shnei Esrei. So now that we've explained that the tachlis of the mitzvahs of Oima and the Oima is to remember that what happened when we were in the Midbar, we had the month, and we had Emunah and Bitochen and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we can now understand what we asked at the beginning. That the Medrash says that in the schools of Avraham Avinu, that why was Avraham Avinu Zaycha to get Eretz Yisrael was because of the mitzvah Reima. It's understandable. Why, and similarly, that's why Mordechai was rescued at the time of Avraham. Why? Because since this mitzvah is a mitzvah, which is a mitzvah interconnected with the ideal of Emunah Mitochen, that's why Taka Enochinami, we've got such a great mitzvah that the Yidden can be inherit Eretz Yisrael, and rescue them from all other tzoras. And also, the Potik says, Ve'einif es Oima, you should wave the Oima, in Potik Yud Aleph, Livnei Hashem, Lud Tzoynechem. Ask all the Mephoshim, what is the extra word here, Leutzeichem? By all other Mamelochers, it doesn't say the word Leutzeichem. Why? Or by all other Kabonasiba? Why here does it do it? But the Teretz is that since the whole idea of the Korban Oima is to remember the Oima of the Mon, and to remember that a person has to, the whole mitzvah is that a person should make his life a spiritual life, and a life of trust of Emunah in the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's why the Torah wants, and the Torah stresses, the word Ve'inif es Oima Lifnei Hashem Leutzeichem, that a person's got to go along and have the right intentions at the time when he brings his carbon. And because if that's not done, then you haven't utilized what the whole mitzvah of the Oima is for. And also, the Gemara says in Menachos that a person's got a mitzvah to count the days and to count the weeks. There's a bit of both mitzvahs, a shiloh, if it's two separate mitzvahs. But lechura, you can ask a kasha, what do you have to do that for? Just say ayim, shleishim ve'echod yim, and every little child can work out by himself that how much is 31 days. 4 weeks and 3 days. Why is it necessary to add that on? The answer is, since the way we've explained it, that the Oima is connected with the Oima of the month, and the Oima had on the Shabbos, they used to come down, it used to come down double. Therefore, we count the days to remember the Nes of every day. We count also the Shavuos. Why do we count the Shavuot? To remember the Nes that we had every single week. But every single week on a Friday came down to Oima. And that's what we're trying to remind. And since that's the whole idea of what the Mincha, what the Oima, what we brought, was to Remember the Amunah Bitochen, and we're trying to strengthen it with our Svira Sorina. Similarly, therefore, we have to scout both Yema and both Shua. And further, the Torah writes in Parshas Re'ei, Shivas Yomim Tochei Lecho Mehochei Rechemesh Bakomo Kom Mekomo. Says the Gemara, Al Tikri Bakomo, don't read it in the haystack, El of the Kumo. Dalsum's the Gemara from here, that a person when he has to do Svira Sohime, he has to go along and do Svira Sohime when he's standing. And the Mishnah Bura, the Shulchan Aruch, Paskin Zit La'alocha La'maisa. Says Rav Shimon Shvab, Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh V'Rocher, in his Sefer Mayon, Beis HaSheivo, we're comparing it to the Koma of a Sohime. Just like, what do you do by weeping? When you weep, you take it out of its chibur from the ground, and by harvesting it, what do? You go along and you bring it up on the Mizbeach, and it becomes a spiritual thing. Similarly, that is the idea of Svira Sohima, that a person should be go along and pull himself away from being a materialistic idea, and he should go along and he should become. And he should go along and he should become spiritual. And that's exactly like we've been explaining. That is the whole idea of Svira Sohima. That a person should be take the limudim from Svira Sohima, to become a spiritual thing. The Ramban says, in this week's Sedra, that the period of time from Pesach to Shavuos, it's like a Chol HaMoed. It's like a period of time. It's all one long Yom Tov with Chol HaMoed in between. According to the way we've explained it, it's very, very mishmak. Because what's the whole idea of Pesach? The idea of Pesach is an Inyan of Emunah B'Tochen and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Like the Pasuk says, Olechi Hashem Alekecho Asher Yitzeicho Me'eretz Mitzrayim. And the weeks, these 7 weeks in between, continue with the whole idea of implanting in ourselves the idea of Emunah and Bitochen. There is all one long period, it's like a Chol HaMoed. So we've seen from here that the idea of Mitzvah Svira Sohima is to strengthen ourselves in the Inyonim of Emunah and Bitochen, like it was in the time when we were in the Midbar. Let's hope that we will use this period of time of Chol HaMoed, as the Ramban calls it, for Pesach to Shavuos, and utilize it to be mechazik in your name of Amunah and Bitochen, which that is the idea of the whole mitzvah, our mitzvah Svira Sohima, like we've explained, that the Svira is to be mechazik in the Inyan of Eimah. And what is the Inyan of Eimah? Like by the Mon, that there was Amunah and Bitochen, and in that schus we should be zeicher to be a Mashiach.